At 6 o'clock, I'd like to call the September 7th meeting of the WPCA to order. We begin, please, with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Gloria's not here to make the roll call, but I will note that every member of the commission is present. So we do have a quorum. Are there any alterations to the agenda? Anyone have any alterations to the agenda? Hearing none. Item E, a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of August 7th, 2023, and the special meeting of September 1st, 2023. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Derek?
None.
No communications? Mr. Mayor?
No.
Thank you. Item G, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3 minutes meeting. First call. Second call, remarks from the public. Third call, remarks from the public. Hearing none. Moving on to item H, report from Operations and Administration Division. Derek, please.
This is Superintendent Albertson. We're doing quite well with process, as to be expected this time of year. The quality of effluent is very high. We're 98% removal efficiency for the two key contaminants, BOD5 and TSS. Also, our nutrient removal is over 80%, which is considered very, very good. We're recycling around 50 to 60% of our effluent to Rand Whitney. They've commented that the recycled water is of good quality. And we've also lowered our truck hauls for waste-activated sludge. We're having very good success thickening the sludge. In August of last year, we had 128 trucks hauled from the plant. This August, we only have 80. So considering each truck's about $550, we're very, for both hauling and disposal, we're saving a lot of money. So that's it.
Okay. Now, before I ask for questions, I would note that because Gloria's not here, for the benefit of the recording, if anyone speaks, please identify yourself. Okay, are there any questions for the superintendent? Hearing none, reports from the mayor. Mr. Mayor.
Nothing, sorry. Yeah, we have a couple openings that we're starting to post, and we're beginning the hiring process.
Okay. Any questions for the mayor? Hearing none, report from engineers. Derek, please.
This is the superintendent. The package that I submitted to the commission contains an engineering summary table of projects we're working on. Of note is those projects for fiscal year 2024. And the bridge, the utility bridge over Stony Creek, we're still getting information from the engineers who made an assessment of the condition and remedy, and I should have that next week, and I will forward that to the committee.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none. Item K, old business, there is none. Item L, new business. Okay, to consider an act on payment for the repair bypass of the Rand Whitney Container Board wastewater discharge line. Frank, would you please read the motion?
the Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act for payment of $93,030 to P&H Construction for initial response work, RWCB discharge line repair and discharge line bypass support, and $43,162.74 to XLM Dewatering Solutions, RWCB discharge line bypass to municipal system equipment and setup, as a bid waiver was approved in the September 1st special meeting.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it for discussion.
Okay. Any discussion?
Just one. At the September 1st, we added $50,000 from the $750,000 that we were going to approve to make it $800,000 to waive the bid, blah, blah, blah. And I'm adding up these, and it comes up to $822,000.
You're including the Xylem number, correct?
No, one and two. Xylem down here.
But the...
Derek, do you have any comments on that?
Well, what I did was I, to come up with these numbers, we looked at the initial work done by P&H. I may have neglected to include their support for the bypass. But basically, they did repair work on the Rand Whitney line in the vicinity of the Senior Center and 127 Maple Avenue. And also, within that $93,030, they provided support for the Xylem bypass setup.
But we only approved 800. This has come to 822. So can we amend the...
If I may.
Absolutely.
So when we did the not to exceed $800,000, it was strictly only for the B&H construction
part. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because...
I don't remember any discussion directly of Xylem.
It was brought up, and it was mentioned that that was outside of that number.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we stay within...
Somewhere around $50,000 for the mobilization of the gutter pump and all of that stuff. That's what I asked
you. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure we...
I think we're okay, based on what I remember about what we did. Because it's $800,000 strictly for the P&H site. Not to exceed.
Yeah, I remember that explicitly, and I read it and going, it's not adding up. I just want to make sure we don't run into the caveat 3 weeks from now.
We need to make sure everything is proper.
Exactly.
Any other questions or comments? Any other discussion?
I just want to add, as the superintendent, I know we discussed this at length in the special meeting, but we had to move very quickly, and I appreciate the commission's understanding at the special meeting. I want to also thank Bill from P&H Construction for providing the support. And again, I want to compliment John Lilly and Kevin Loyler for, constructing a bypass, the first of its kind, really, and unique. And again, it led to a successful transition. We could still discharge, or Rand Whitney could still discharge, and get our recycled water. So there was really no major effect on their production. So we were very fortunate. They are a number one ratepayer, so they're a customer. So we were able to serve them in a good, effective way. So thanks to everybody.
Does anyone have anything else? I'll call for roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Mamma?
Favor.
Commissioner Lathrop?
Favor.
Commissioner Wonka?
Favor.
Commissioner
Masoli? Favor.
Okay, motion carries. Item number two. To consider an act on a payment for the replacement of the RWCB discharge line. Kevin, would you read the motion, please?
I don't have that with me. I don't have it printed out. The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act for payment $686,000 to P&H Construction for RWCB discharge double line replacement extending from 19 Maple Ave East to Route 32 North to Depot Road East, approximately 800 linear feet, as a bid waiver was approved in the September 1st special meeting. Motion, discussion, roll call vote.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second it. Is there any discussion? Any questions?
This is to approve what we have, the money for what we approved on.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything
just,
else?
Just a, why do we have to approve it again?
Because at the meeting in last Friday, we failed to approve expending the funds.
Okay.
So we needed to do that.
Yeah, it's that we approved the money, but not the payment of,
which
technicality stuff.
Okay, any other discussion or questions? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sully?
In favor.
Commissioner Lathrop?
In favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner
Manley? Favor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Item number three, to consider an act on a bid waiver for the repair of the Rand Whitney containerboard discharge line. Al, would you read the motion, please?
Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act to waive the sealed bid requirements in Section 708A of the Town Charter for the remaining replacement of the RWCB discharge line, including the section from 119 Maple Avenue to 291 Maple Avenue, approximately 4,600 linear feet, with the contingency for Algwin gas transmission crossing work.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Do we have any ballpark on what that gas crossing might be?
I would think under 200.
This is, just want to add, this is Bill Pinez from P&H Construction.
I'm sorry, you want
to? Yes, if you don't mind.
There's no microphone, just stand there.
So you have a major Algonquin crossing line on Maple Avenue. They require that within 45 feet each side of the line that any of the material that gets excavated has to be kept contained, covered, tested, taken to a lab. So the process would be very slow for that 100 plus feet crossing that line. We're proposing to put a different type of liner section of pipe, so it doesn't require all the collection of soils and disposals, etc., which would be a lot more than $20,000 at the end of the day. So,
one question: why does it have to be covered in whatever? Why does it have to be separated and covered and? What's
their,
the big
their
deal?
Concern for their liability if they've been leaking any natural gas in the soils. So that's their policy. Yeah, it's
so they'll get a free baseline sample moving forward with anything around them.
Yeah. And you're talking about that 100 feet roughly is going to be done with a liner?
Done with a liner, but we're looking at doing it with an HDPE liner, a rigid liner, which would be its own structural pipe, not relying on the host pipe for its structure.
Now, what's the internal diameter on that compared to the pipe you're putting in?
The pipe that we're putting in is you get your true full 12-inch inside diameter.
Yep.
When you do a sleeve like that with the HDPE, you could be down as close to 10 inches on the inside diameter. But the liner that is in place in probably a mile of pipe out there has the same reduction.
Okay. And so there's been no issues with that?
And the difference is because the friction coefficient, it's so much, the pipe is so much slicker that it can take more flow than a ductile iron pipe that's cement lined. And then when you start adding the incrustation, the corrosion, that friction level goes rates go down. So the smoother pipes flow more water, therefore you can be a little bit smaller in diameter.
No, will that cause any problems with the, I think they call them the pigs that Rand Whitney sends down?
Because they do that now. The pigs go down, they're going through the 12-inch line, they get the sections that align, that have liner in them, and that chokes down, you know, 10 inches, plus or minus.
And the pigs go right through that?
It goes right through that, yes.
Any other
Thank
questions?
You.
Any other questions? I would just like to add that I normally am not a proponent of bid waiving. We did it last Friday because it was an emergency. I believe that it is appropriate in this case also because of the amount of money that the town would save and the time. It's definitely in the best interest of the town, in my opinion. Are there any other questions or comments? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sully?
In favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner Lathrop?
Favor.
Commissioner Manley?
Favor.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay. Item 4, to consider an act on the election of a vice chairman. Frank, would you read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider and act on motions for elections of Vice Chairman of the Town Montville Water Pollution Control Authority.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none. I would like to nominate Al Mandler as a Vice Chair. Are there any other nominations? Last call, any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Mayo?
Favor.
Commissioner Lathrop?
Favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner Sully?
Favor.
Thank you. Congratulations, Al. You are now the vice
chair. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, congratulations.
Item 5, to consider an act on designating a planning and zoning liaison. Would you read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act on motions for the designation of a liaison for the Planning and Zoning Commission of the Town of Montville Water Pollution Control Authority.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Okay, I would like to add that I'm available for that slot if the commission wishes, because I am already on the Planning and Zoning Commission, or actually the Land Development. Our previous representative was as well, and it just makes sense to me. So I would nominate myself for that, simply because it's probably the easiest. Are there any other nominations? Third, last call, any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sully?
Favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner
Lathrop? Favor.
Commissioner
Mayo? Favor.
Okay, thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Item M, reports and referrals from planning and zoning. I don't have one, but I will for the next meeting. Section 2, water. Report from engineers, huh? Excuse me.
Not for here.
Derek.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Superintendent Albertson. Just good news. We reported last week that our team had found the leak that was causing a large amount of non-revenue water or unaccounted for water. We were showing in the water audits loss of around, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30%. We found a release in the vicinity of the former subway behind the Dime Savings Bank. We capped a lateral that was flowing We did an initial 7-day water audit, and we showed less than 10% non-revenue water for that 7-day period. Obviously, 7 days is not a great length of time to do a water audit, so we're going to continuously do week by week. And what you'll see is probably that 10% will drop down to around 3-5%. I want to remind the commission the national average is about 16% for water systems. We've always shown less than 5% or 8% at the most. And that's because we have a new system and it's tight. So kudos to, again, John and Kevin. They're the ones who responded to the report of the release. They capped it. And we did the non-revenue water audit, and we showed 10%. So it would point to that was the culprit, and we will continue to gather data. But I doubt that we'll see that number rise above 10%. We'll probably see it drop. So
when we spoke about that last time and they capped that off, we talked about if there was a place further back to cap it off so that something doesn't happen there again. Was that looked into?
Yeah, it was. I'll get some information on. I know I mentioned it to him. Yeah, I'll get that back to you.
Okay.
And we also talked about if that needed to be like sealed up or secured.
I think they. I believe they secured it, but I will check. And that was a concern of somebody getting entry, potentially vandalism or something.
Or just, you said it's like a open pit. They get in there, fall in there, or whatever.
Hey, and I believe you mentioned something at the special meeting on Friday about the manhole covers having been asphalted over with the recent repair. Have you spoken to appropriate people about correcting that so we have access?
That would be the state of Connecticut. Initially, I was told they were going to be starting. Mr. Mayor, have you heard anything?
No.
We have the equipment that they need, the risers and the covers. So we're ready to go. I can get that information, or at least try to, and get back to the commission.
Was that a mistake when they were paving, or just that's how they do it?
No, that's how they do it.
That's how they do it now.
They didn't used to, but they do now.
Yeah.
Any questions for Eric? Old business, we have none. New business, we have none. Remarks from the public. Are there any remarks from the public? Second call, any remarks from the public? Third and final call. Any remarks from the public? Thank you. Hearing none. Moving on to remarks from the commission members. Frank.
Nothing.
Al.
Thank you, everybody, for coming, and thank you for coming and explaining everything in a nice, easy way to understand.
Thank you. I was just going to ask, Bill, how's the project moving along?
Most of the DOT projects won't run on a Friday night. they consider Sunday night the start. So we will be back. The next asphalt plant that's open in the evening will be Monday, which is Tilcott and Brantford. So that's where we got asphalt last night. They're requiring us that whatever we did, we paid that night. So that's what we're doing. It's not a fast process, but so far, so good.
Any other comments?
I just want to add, keep an eye on Hurricane Lee. It's coming our way. And also the data, most recent data is showing the in New London County, the COVID concentrations are really spiking. So, you know, if you haven't got tests, you probably should get some and test frequently.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay. All in favor?
All right.
We are adjourned at 6:27.
I learned to read.
Is this to do with that repaving? What are you talking about, or is this?